This is the biggest game ever for the Donegal Derry Vipers for tomorrow.
Certainly the biggest game that we've ever had. You said the last few months, probably the last 2 years from when we were founded by Cathal Curran, the founder of the club. And the first game was obviously a big game because it meant that we had got onto the field, but we've had a dramatic increase this year because last year we only won one game, we lost five. So this year we went through the league unbeaten, we won all six games, and we've got our way through now to the bowl game. So there's no doubt it's the biggest game that we've ever had, and it's going to be hopefully a pleasure if we can do things right on Sunday and hopefully get the win.
Yeah. What was the turning point at the start of the season? What made you go on this run from where you were last year, having only won one game, and then to knock on and basically destroy everything around you? What was the turning point? What was the change? What led to that happening?
There's a few things that happened last year. As I mentioned, the record wasn't good. It was one win and five losses, and that one win came in our sixth game last year. So at one stage last year, we had never won a game until that very final game. And I think winning the final game gave a lot of people, you know, the attitude to go through the summer to train harder and to come back ready for this season. And we're also very lucky that the coaches and that had tryouts before the season. We got a few new recruits in, and then we got a couple of players as well that came over from the team in Tyrone, the Tyrone Titans, and you know, some of them have 5 or 6 years of experience, and just their knowledge and experience of the game, as well as everyone on the team having a year's more experience, really benefited us. And just, we started strong and the attitude's been great throughout. Everyone's been going to trainings and there's been no real messing about. So kind of the attitude, the players that come in, and getting that win last year, that, you know, we had the belief that we could do it, but going and winning six games in a row is pretty incredible. I don't think a lot of people would have thought we'd have done that at the start of the year, but there's no doubt about it. We're the most improved team in Ireland this year, and I think even if we don't win this weekend, we're going to be one of the teams to be reckoned with over the next couple of years, because the support structure that's in place with the committee and so on, and then of course with all the players that want to play. We've had over 30 players togged out for every game, so we really have a good foundation now at the moment.
Yeah. What's the reaction, Dave, been like from those who follow American football across the country to see what all of a sudden this new team is doing?
Well, you certainly get more friends and family approaching you about it, asking you how's the games played, what's the roles, and starting to get into it more. Like, it's been a really positive reaction throughout, like, everything I've seen. And just to add on to, like, Colm's point there, like if you look at every game from the beginning of last year, the first game last year, we got beat 72-0. So every game, there's been a scoring margin that's been decreasing, and then it's just been it's been swinging in our favour, and we're going to keep that up. So the last three games, we've put over 100 points up, and we've conceded none. So we're hoping to take that momentum into this final game.
That's a huge difference from
that's crazy.
From where it was, 16 months ago, was it? Of even that, so it's a massive difference, and I'm sure when you started this year, it was so important to get that first one of the year. It was important last year to get the one at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. But if you were going to go on this run and you wanted to move on from it, you had to be sure to come out of the blocks very, very strong, which you did.
It's been a lot of sort of like, Colm was saying there, the last game, I missed the last game, but you could tell from the way the guys approached it, they went in with a lot of determination, and, you know, they're all quiet in the bus. Whereas before, there would have been a wee bit of friendly crack, but they've taken the same attitude throughout the off season. A lot of guys training hard and, you know, taking it seriously. And as I said, the same strong core group of guys is going to take us forward now, not only through the bowl, but to the IFA 1 when we get promoted too.
Yeah.
So we're really excited about that.
Yeah. What's it been like this week within the camp and training? Well, this last couple of weeks, where you are at the moment, and this is such a huge game. I'm sure it makes training and the sessions a lot easier when you know that you've got this far and what the prize is at the end of it.
I have it a bit different because I'm actually sitting out this game because I'm getting married in 2 weeks' time. So I'm sitting out, but I can tell by even myself, there's a lot of excitement, and I've been helping coach now towards the end of the season because I haven't been playing, but you can tell by the players, the focus is there. And we played last Sunday. We usually don't have two games back to back like that, but we played last Sunday and now we're playing again this week. And once that game was over, people were already getting ready for this game, making sure that any niggles that they had, they were going to see the physios and get massages and that, and make sure they were eating right and getting. Last year we didn't have that attitude. There was only a couple of us had that attitude, but this year people are starting to realize that it's a whole effort to get back, because there's so many injuries and so many knocks to get ready for the next game. So I think that attitude too. But I can tell from the boys, we have a log on WhatsApp, and I can see there's times there when I go to check it and I've missed 500 messages. It's really, there's a lot of excitement going around. The boys can't wait to get out in the field.
And So you're not going to play tomorrow then?
No, I'm going to be coaching, so I've put a bit of extra pressure on myself. I've been trying to coach as much as I can to get everyone ready, because I don't want the excuse to be that I didn't play.
Would your future wife not allow you to move the wedding?
No, well, she wouldn't allow me to move the wedding. She didn't stop me from playing, but I just think I actually had a concussion earlier in the season, and I don't want another one for 2 weeks' time. So I think hopefully the boys, they're all ready and they're all prepared, and I think we'll get enough done hopefully and get the win tomorrow. And it's strange too, when we were talking there at the start, we're all talking about next year, and it's not that we're overlooking this game tomorrow, but this club has a very, very bright future, and you know, we have a lot of great people behind us. Cahill Curran's here in the studio, and they're videoing us, but he's put in so much effort behind the scenes, and we have a phenomenal committee with phenomenal sponsors like Kiernan's, the Eurospar shops. They've been tremendous over the last two seasons, and just the support that we're getting from all around the county. David mentioned with family and friends asking about it, and I know it's a niche sport now, and I know there's a lot of people listening that are probably wondering even what American football is doing in Ireland, but it's growing and growing all the time, and I guarantee you over the next 5 or 6 years a lot more people are going to know about this team.
Yep. Dave, your opposition tomorrow, Wexford Eagles, to be honest about it, they've just been as impressive as what the Donegal Derry Vipers had, because they're unbeaten as well, and they've taken some big ones this season too, so there's no doubt that both sides are quite similar as to where he's got to at this stage of the season, and there's no doubt this is going to be the toughest game so far of the year.
Well, so far from what I've seen, like I've only seen little tiny bits of tape on them, but I can tell you now that they're a very finesse team. They know how to put up the points on the board, and they've got a defence that's been holding the other teams down like we have, but I think ultimately we're going to be able to play more physical on them because of how hard we've been training. But like, they're not to be underestimated. They've matched us nearly point for point, especially throughout them first three or four games, but I think this last three games we've really sort of broke away in terms of scoring margins and just overall effort, so we're hoping to take that momentum, as I said, take it forward into this game and just, you know, send a strong message, not only for this game, but for next year, for our opponents next year too.
Yeah. Have you been promoted yet, or you just have to win the championship to get promoted?
No, we are promoted.
Both
so these teams are going to be promoted next year, so they're both going to be in the next division up.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can't look ahead. It's kind of like if you're finishing, you know, the positions are finished in the Premier League, that you still want to finish it out and win the trophy is what you want at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's good to get the silverware. Yeah. And it's amazing how quick this has all come around, that you're going to be in essentially the top flight of American football in Ireland. I know that sounds strange, the top flight of American football in Ireland.
It will be the second flight, but in 2 years' time we'll be in the top flight.
Well, that's it. So this is the flight you're running at the moment.
The one we're in the minute is kind of a developmental. The next one up then is the second division, kind of like the championship in soccer, and then the next one will be the Premier League.
Right. Yeah. And can you do that back-to-back every year?
Hopefully.
You're confident enough in
it? That's what we intend to do with the foundation. I believe that there's no team in the country that's developing at the rate we are. You know, we're having at least, it might seem like not a lot, but the last two games we've had over 35 people togged out, and that's with people that have injuries that can't play. So there's a base of 50 players, and you know, it's just this club's going to keep growing. We're looking to have a youth team, you know, starting next season for younger players and develop them. We have even some players at the minute that are, you know, you can't play in this league here 18, so but players from that kind of 16 to 18 age group, and they're starting to look about playing, so hopefully we can develop them and just keep the, you know, the kind of conveyor belt going of players coming in, because the experience of playing the game is so key and so vital.
Yeah, and the future certainly bright for the Vipers. Just on the more immediate match tomorrow, Colm, what's it going to take to win this game?
It's like it was mentioned there by Dave, it's going to take a lot of focus, and the attitude has to be right. We're obviously travelling to Dublin in the morning, and you know, last season there was a couple of away games, and you could tell on the way down, and I was always on to the other coaches, the guys aren't ready for this game, like they weren't mentally ready, but now people are starting to get ready from Thursday, and you can see that they're thinking, because there's so much involved in the game, whether it's what you have to do in your position, there's so much risk of injury, you have to be switched on at all times, and I think the boys are going to go down, they're going to be focused, they're going to be ready for the game, and I just think that if we go out and do from the first snap of the game the whole way through, I think we'll dominate again. I think our only danger tomorrow is complacency or not being prepared, and I don't think there's any issue with that. Obviously we're going up against a team that have gone with 6 wins as well, so you can't underestimate them, and I think that'll help us, because you know, you can't underestimate a team that's won 6 games and not lost. So hopefully we'll be giving them their first loss of the season tomorrow and picking up the win, picking up the ball to get back to Donegal and Derry up to the northwest.
Well, hopefully so. Listen, Colm and Dave, many thanks for coming into the studio.
Just one final thing I forgot to mention. If anyone is interested in watching the game tomorrow on the Donegal Derry Vipers Facebook page, we'll be having a live stream of the entire game. So if you can't make it down to Dublin, you want to watch the game, it's on the Donegal Derry Vipers live stream on Facebook.